would like for you now to calm and center yourselves, spending a few moments checking in, feeling your emotional body and how does it feel, exploring that feeling sense of your current mood and your attitudinal orientation. And would like for you to imagine yourselves taking an old chalkboard eraser and picturing an outline of your body and taking the eraser and erasing yourself so that all you see in front of you in your imagination is a beautiful, clear, white screen. And for a few moments, focusing on that blank screen, focusing on its emptiness, the absolutely clear, clean, white screen. And as you're focusing on that clarity and that cleanliness of energies, I'd like for you to imagine a rainbow appearing in its place. And this is the most magnificent rainbow you have ever seen. Its colors, clear and vibrant, brilliant, deep and rich, most beautiful shades of the seven colors of the rainbow. And paying attention to which color you are drawn to, what it looks like, and imagining yourself touching that color. What does it feel like? What is its texture? How is its clarity? And looking into its depths, allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper into the color. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper into the color. Deeper and deeper. You can almost feel yourself rolling forward deeper and deeper into the color until this color is all around you, shining through and through you, saturating you. And imbuing you with its qualities. Making the decision to to remember this color and your experience of this color and as this color. And here in the deeps of the color, I'd like for you to open your senses to feel the vibrational rhythm of the color. How slow or how fast is this vibration moving? How does it feel, this vibration? Letting yourself experience being the vibration. All the while being the color. And then slowly, the vibration begins to change. Rhythm. And the way the waves of sound and color blended together look for color is sound in visual form. If you could make a piano keyboard long enough, eventually, when you press the key, light would sound, would appear as light. Which is one reason why music is so profoundly impacting on all the physical bodies. So simply being the color. Hearing the sound of the color. You exist solely as this color. And now, would like for you to see yourself as the opposite color. Trust what you see with your inner eyes. Trust that this is the opposite color. And looking at this opposite color, written across it in clear, bright letters, is your I am statement for the sword of truth. Just picturing it clearly. Remembering we are leaving space for you. just picturing the I am statement. Bright and clear against the opposite color and easily read by you. Just keep watching the statement and energizing it, imagining the sword of truth illuminating it, irradiating it. You may notice the energy shifting and changing in some way, and you allow it. Just allowing it, and relaxing into it. Letting it be however it is. You are detached, calm, serene, peaceful, joyful even. You've never been so relaxed as you are in this moment. Totally receptive to the energies of divine will, the flaming sword of truth. Just allowing. And now, giving one last look at your statement, allowing the bubble of color to collapse. You are standing on the precipice, the edge of an unknown change. And as you look down in to the abyss, you feel no fear. You are fearless. And out of your fearlessness manifests the truth in all things, but first and foremost, the truth about yourself and about who you are. Remembering you are your soul. Expressing through a multitude of energies. You are a soul seeking liberation and spiritual enlightenment. And now as you look down, you see the path leading out across the abyss. and with truth lighting your way, you take the first step forward onto the path that lies before you. And as you take that step, another step lights up. And you take that step. And another step lights up. And you take that step. For faith is the process of taking steps, one at a time, holding the focus, believing in yourself and in your process. Until such time as you fully trust your path and yourself. And until then, you keep on walking forward, one step at a time. And as you're taking these steps, the sense of the love your soul has begins to be felt more and more deeply as you continue on your path. The feeling sense of support grows stronger and deeper. Always as you move forward into greater and greater growth, the greater and greater your trust, the deeper and richer your faith, and the mind begins to be quieter and quieter, filled with love, full of vision. Bringing in that feeling sense of vision. The vision that rends the veils of illusion and reveals the true nature of reality. A reality filled with love and acceptance and wisdom, compassion, understanding, tolerance, inclusiveness, generosity, faithfulness, forgiveness, patience. Definitely patience. Feeling the peace of patience moving through and through you, settling all around you, calming you, soothing you, creating a feeling sense of restfulness and the deep, deep peace. Old eyes that see what's real who understand about opportunity. And drawing on that well of understanding, reaching wisdom. For the truth reveals wisdom, and wisdom reflects the truth. Looking slowly around you, you notice your soul moving toward you, moving forward and embracing you, covering all your forms and fields with love and light and vision. Allowing yourself to marinate in this mixture, to drink it in, to take it in, and to ground it and integrate it into yourself. For this is who you truly are. And coming back slowly into the room when you are ready. And with that, we bid you namaste.